Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas, narrated by Colleen Delaney and performed by a full cast. There was a place in the Court of Nightmares where even Kier and his elite squadron of Darkbringers did not dare tread. Once the Night Court's enemies entered that place, they did not come out. Not alive. Most of what remained of their bodies didn't leave either. Those went through the hatch in the center of the circular room and into the pit of writhing beasts below, to their scales and claws and merciless hunger. The beasts did not feed often. They could receive a body every 10 years and make it last, going into hibernation between meals. The trickling blood of the two Autumn Court males through the black stone floor's grate woke them. Their snarls and hisses, their snapping tails and scraping claws should have incentivized the males chained to the chairs to talk. Azrael leaned against the wall by the lone door, truth-teller bloody in his hand. Cassian a step beside him, and Feyre, on Az's other side, watched as Rhys and Amryn approached the two males.
Are you feeling more inclined to explain yourselves?
Rhys's hands slid into his pockets. Only the knowledge that Nesta slept safely in a bedroom in Rhys's palace above this mountain, warded by his High Lord's power, allowed Cassian to remain in this room. The mask, covered with a black velvet cloth, lay on a table in another room of the palace, equally warded and bespelled. Azrael had winnowed them away from the bog moments after Nesta had passed out and had brought them to Rhys's residence atop the Hewn City. Cassian knew, when Rhys had vanished a heartbeat later, that he'd gone to the bog for the Autumn Court soldiers and would bring them here. Nesta had been unconscious ever since. The two males were similar-looking, in the way that people from individual courts tended to share characteristics. The Autumn Court skewed toward hair of varying shades of red, brown, or gold eyes, sometimes green, and mostly pale skin. The male on the left had auburn hair that was browner. The hair of the one on the right shone like bright copper. Both remained vacant-faced.
They must be under some sort of an enchantment.
Amryn circled the males.
Their only drive seems to be to harm without reason, without context.
Why did you attack members of my court in the Bog of Orrit?
Rhys asked the question with the same mild calm that so many had heard right before being ripped to bloody ribbons. Rhys had agreed that the soldiers who attacked were likely the Autumn Court soldiers who had gone missing, but how they had ended up in the Bog of Orrit, well, that was what they intended to uncover. Rhys had tried to get into their heads, but found nothing but fog and mist. The males only stared toward Cassian, toward Azrael, and bristled with violence. Feyre observed from the wall.
They're like rabid dogs, lost to sanity.
They fought like them too. No intelligence, just the desire to kill.
Rhys extended a hand toward the one with the brownish hair, the male bleeding from places Azrael knew would hurt but not kill. Az knew where to slice up a male without letting him bleed out. Knew how to make this last for days.
If they're under a spell from Briallen or Kosche, then is it right to harm them like this?
No, it isn't.
Amryn turned to Feyre.
The fog around their minds, and the fact that they endured Azrael's ministrations without showing an understanding of anything beyond basic pain, at least confirms our suspicions.
If that's how you wish to justify it, then fine.
All of them, Feyre included, had been tortured at one point or another.
Rhys, we need to ask Killian to visit. Not for the, you know.
She glanced to the two soldiers, who might very well still be aware of everything, even trapped within their heads.
But to break the spell upon them.
Yes.
Rhys's eyes shone with something like guilt and shame. Some silent conversation passed between him and his mate, and Cassian knew Rhys was asking about the torture, apologizing for making Feyre witness even the 10 minutes Azrael had worked. But Feyre, Cassian knew, had been aware of what she'd see before entering.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?